Well, there's plenty of them.
That's funny. Well, do you think of anything else that you'd like to tell me about?
No, that's all I know right now.
You've been...
That's more than I've talked in weeks.
Is that right? Well, you certainly have a wonderful memory.
Well, that's what I suppose I can remember back in my childhood coming up.
I don't believe I stumped you on any of the questions. I think you knew them all.
Well, I don't know whether I asked them right or not. That's left up as you about that, but I asked them just the very best I know.
Well,
I know
what I
asked them just like I knew it would.
Yes, that's what we were looking for. Interested in what these words actually meant to the people who used them.
I'll tell you, it may be good time to chill them now, but it's not good time to chill them like it was when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And every generation gets weaker and weaker.
Mm-hmm.
So do. That's what I tell the children. I tell the children they're not near like. Now you take my children, and my oldest boy died, and I lost two little girls. And you take my children today, and they're raising their children just like I raised my children. They raise them at home.
Mm-hmm.
But the most of them these days don't raise them at home.
No, they don't know
what
home
is. They get up and leave them. That's right, they get up and leave. And I said, that's why the little son, we got a baby here, from a grandbaby. And we took him when he was 3 weeks old, brought him right here in this house. We've had him ever since. Because now he goes home, I mean to say, we keep him. And she went to work, but we keep this child. And there's the times he'll just break and run to me and tell him to the last he ain't going home.
Uh-huh.
He don't want to go home.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, you know, said, I got so aggravated the other day, I had 10 children here. I got so aggravated, I said, I don't care if y'all son. I said, if they pass a law that the baby's mother couldn't work till it got school age, I said, I'd vote it 1,000 times myself. I'd lie to them. The kid just fell out of me. One of the little girls was lying, and she said, well, Grandmama, what would you do if you didn't have me? I said, sweetheart, I could have you, but I said, my Lord, 10 have you at one time?
Well, I think they love you, and they probably behave for you, don't they?
But I kept my children at home. Now, my children busy. And my children went where they wanted to. But when I went, my children went.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still in them today.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that in Colville a while ago. Now, he had told me and tell me what that cow weighed. And he had to call me and tell me what he got for him. I said, now, baby, you know, I don't care. When you get ready, he said, well, I didn't get the sound of clothes. I said, when you get ready to bring the night check out here, I said, of course, he cashes it from me.
Mm-hmm.
They cash it. I said, you bring it on, but don't you put yourself in trouble about it. Because he's been in bad health. He was in that war. And it seemed like that he gets nervous. And they said that he got it over in Germany, part of it, and sometimes he has to go to hospital. Well, we don't let him worry about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And
sparing all the worry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't let him worry about nothing. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna come out here and handle these things. Mm-hmm. That's the way I think of this morning. We tried to load him the other last Wednesday. We tried to load him, and he didn't do a thing with tie that shoe. He could turn around.